Welcome to the True Leadership Podcast, where we look at a principle of good leadership every day, because leaders develop daily, not in a day. I'm your host, Royce White, and we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about a single leadership principle so you can devote your daily leadership to growing yourself and others. Good morning. It is February 26th, and this episode is called Leaders Eat Last. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. John 15:13. In the 1954 movie White Christmas, there's a scene where Bob and Phil, the male leads, are sitting at dinner looking across the room at their old army general turned innkeeper, fondly reminiscing about army days. And from a thought far away, Bob, while looking at General Waverly, says, "We ate, then he ate. We slept, then he slept." True leaders eat last. Real leaders make sure their people are cared for first, that their team is cared for before all else. In describing his book of the same title, Leaders Eat Last, Simon Sinek shows a photo of what a, quote, real leader is. The photo was taken during a shooting spree in Kenya where, after hearing gunshots fired, a mother lays down on top of her child, shielding her child from gunfire. She protected her child first. One of the risks we take as entrepreneurs and leaders is that we take the risk of the greatest loss. As an entrepreneur, I paid out monies for salaries for several years with the hope of getting back a profit. Sometimes I made a profit, sometimes I didn't. It's part of the risk. That's what good leaders do. They take risk. And wise leaders calculate that risk to ensure it's not too great. One fine day, about 30 years ago, I think it was, back when all companies had live receptionists who answered the telephones instead of an automated system, my receptionist called me in tears to transfer a phone call from a customer who had chewed her out royally. I took the call. I told him we were done doing business and not to ever call back. My receptionist was an awesome person and did not deserve being talked to that way. She needed to know that I was for her over a paying customer. As well, if this customer was going to be this harsh, his company wasn't going to last, and I wanted to have no part of him. She was one of the most faithful and loyal employees I ever had. She didn't deserve that. No one does. But it's the leader's job to take the heat and deal with the hard stuff. I don't say this to impress you, but to impress upon you that you need to, quote, die for your people. Figuratively speaking, of course. When I was a much younger leader, there were too many times that I didn't put others first. When you put others first, you are not the first in line. You ensure others get what is needed. You eat last. Here's some quotes for the day. Leadership is about integrity, honesty, and accountability, all components of trust. Simon Sinek. Those who work hardest to help others succeed will be seen by the group as the leader of the group. Also, Simon Sinek. If you take care of your people will take care of the numbers. That's by yours truly. Here's your takeaway. I really can't stress this enough. Reserved personalities will love this. People-oriented personalities will love this. Task-oriented personalities will struggle with this, and dominant personalities will hate this. If you treat people well and help them succeed, you will succeed. It's a both and, not an either or, with an emphasis on helping people first and producing a close second, which will lead to even more production. Leadership and success is all about people. Always has been, always will be. You can't shrink from helping people, and you also must produce. Helping people grow and achieve is your key to helping the organization, your family, your marriage, everything. Are there leaders out there that are harsh and don't put people first and yet still succeed? Yep. However, the cost has always been high in many ways, and success at anything will continue to be difficult. Plus, you'll wind up with some destroyed relationships. Does this mean you can't expect excellence and really hard work from your people? Not at all. But the more you treat your people well, the more they will voluntarily treat you well and feed the organization. There is no reason you cannot do both, except if you don't know how. It truly is a win-win. Everybody needs to work hard, the leader in leading his team, and the followers in being amazing at producing the work, whatever that is. The best leaders are humble and resolved. The best workers are conscientious and caring. Leadership cares for the team, and the team cares for each other and the organization. Does this make sense? If not, let me know. Lord, show me where I'm not putting my team first, and help me look to their needs to help them accomplish greatly. That's it. Much love and blessings. See you tomorrow.